With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says Democrats have put their own party in jeopardy by handpicking Kamala Harris to replace Joe Biden as their presidential nominee.
There is no way, in fairness to Democratic voters, they would not have chosen her if they'd had the option. And in fairness to Democratic professionals, they wouldn't have picked her if they'd had any other alternative. So they're stuck with her.
Former Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Israel has pounded Iran with a series of airstrikes, saying it was targeting military sites in retaliation for the barrage of ballistic missiles Iran fired at Israel earlier this month. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Offensive capabilities are fully mobilized. We will do whatever necessary to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel.
With reporters in Houston, Vice President Kamala Harris said on a campaign stop that her stop there was to focus on the state's abortion laws.
We're here to really highlight that, sadly, the elected leaders of Texas, a lot of them, have made Texas ground zero in this fundamental fight for the freedom of women to make decisions about their own body.
During his own stop in the Lone Star State, former President Trump said Harris is also there, but not mentioning the immigration issue at all.
Today, Kamala is here in Texas to rub shoulders with woke celebrities. Isn't that exciting? But she's not going to meet with any of the victims of migrant crime while she's here. We have many of them right here, the families. We have many of them.
The Washington Post says it will not be endorsing a candidate for president in this year's tightly contested race and will avoid doing so in the future as well. This is SRN News. Some bad news from Australia. Here's Michael Harrington.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats pushing to get a constitutional amendment on New York's ballot this November because they believe it will energize liberals eager to promote abortion. Republicans are now hoping the same amendment will ignite a fire under people upset about men taking part in girls' and women's sports. The broad language of the state's proposed equal rights amendment has been at the center of court fights and is emerging as one of the more unusual ideological battles this election year. This is SRN News. Many of Donald Trump's supporters left a Michigan rally before he arrived last night after the former president kept them waiting for a few hours. He had to tape a popular podcast interview when that opportunity came up. Some who remained at the outdoor rally huddled in the cold as they waited eagerly to hear from the party's leader they hope will be swept back into the White House with their support on November 5th. Russian actors made a widely circulated video depicting mail-in ballots for Donald Trump being destroyed in Pennsylvania. That's according to a statement from the FBI and other U.S. officials. They released that statement on Friday, a video that showed mail-in ballots for Trump apparently being destroyed in a suburban Philadelphia county took off quickly on social media. The FBI is warning they expect Russia to inject more videos into the social media arena, trying to cause confusion for American voters. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.